Hi, my name is Isabella Pagano, and today I'll be talking about the source size analysis of self-modulated laser wakefield acceleration generated X-rays at the Jupiter Laser Facility. We are interested in studying the capabilities for applications of laser wakefield acceleration generated X-rays, specifically for high energy density science applications. The self-modulated regime of wakefield, which is the regime we study at the Jupiter Laser Facility, accelerates electrons through the Raman forward scattering instability. X-rays can be generated from several processes, Betatron, inverse Compton scattering, and Bremsstrahlung. We developed a tool using Fresnel diffraction to distinguish signal from different source sizes. By parameterizing the system in terms of distance, you can treat a non-point source as a length of point sources and see a clear change in the slope of the diffraction pattern. By comparing experimental data to the simulation function, we can predict experimental source size. At JLF, you can see the difference between Betatron, inverse Compton scattering, and Bremsstrahlung source sizes. Betatron has the lowest source size as a result of its generation mechanism, the transverse oscillations of electrons in the wake, whereas inverse Compton scattering and Bremsstrahlung involve some amount of scatter to produce X-rays, therefore generating a larger source size. These results allow for us to determine the resolving power of the X-rays to use in high energy density science, where a high spatiotemporal resolution is necessary for applications such as dynamic radiographs of processes like Rayleigh-Taylor instabilities or microjetting. Studying the capabilities for applications of self-modulated laser wakefield acceleration X-rays at the Jupiter Laser Facility is particularly relevant because of the longer pulse length than typical in laser wakefield acceleration available, which is also what is available on facilities such as NIF or Omega. So this would be the relevant laser wakefield acceleration regime to use to develop a diagnostic at either facility. Thank you.